Probably true. Okay, well, I'll let you drive in relative peace. ACATG, 73s.
Hey, no problem, Mr. Jim. Let's see, am I going to be able to turn left on the 4 mile at the roundabout, or are people blocking the roundabout because they're stupid? Let's see here. Wow, let's see, nobody's blocking the roundabout. That is a shocker to me. All right, Mr. Jim, we'll catch you later. I need DMH mobile.
And good morning, Mr. Drake from KCABSU in 54-degree weather here in the north end of Elk Lake.
I hate to burst your bubble, but I got 62.
Good. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. I'll take it. Yeah, well, my sensor's not in front of the, in front of the sun, so there we go. Yeah. So, you and Joe, I meant to ask yesterday, how'd you guys do up there? Status quo, or a little bit ahead, or a little bit far behind, or did you guys just throw everything in the air and said, we're done?
Well, we did our software fixes, and we put another filter on, and we're just kind of praying. We know for sure it's not the repeater. We tried a separate receiver, and the problem is still there. Now we're back on the original Quantar receiver with that filter can, and that filter can doesn't seem to be making a huge difference, but it's only been up there for a few days, so I guess we're just going to see how it does for the next week or two, and see if we can come up with another solution that might work.
Yeah, I know. It stinks because, you know, there's good days and bad days. We can tell when Jim, the signal's so staticky that Jim can't make it in from over in Northport. I mean, we can hear him, but sometimes there's so much static on there, it's unbelievable. And I honestly think we still have some even closer to in-town problems as well, like Tony out there at out there by PGO area. I'm surprised he's so noisy getting in.